My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vowley, who's joined us many times to talk about different aspects of the war on terror. You may remember he joined us just last month in December after returning from a meeting along the Turkish-Syrian border with military leaders for the Syrian opposition. He joins me now to offer an update on what the situation is like in Syria and what we can expect in the weeks to come. And, sir, thank you very much, as always, for being with us.
Greg, my pleasure. Again, we could talk about Syria and that area if you'd like to great detail that I just got reports on today, as a matter of fact.
Well, let's jump right into it. The big concern, and there had been some reports, but it was difficult to confirm even late last year, that the Syrians had in fact deployed weapons of mass destruction against the rebels. What can you confirm as to whether or not that happened and what the impact was?
Well, we know the intention of President Assad there to use chemical weapons as a last resort. He's already used chlorine gas to an extent and phosphate, a chemical. We have videotapes of children being hit with the phosphate chemicals and the severe burns. So we know that he has sarin gas. We know he has WMD. Much of it was transferred from Iraq in 2003 into several sites into Syria and one in the Bekaa Valley. His intentions are to use those as a last resort. He's already used helicopters to spray chlorine gas, and that has come from a validation from the Free Syrian Army commanders on the ground, who I met with just 6 weeks ago in Hatay, Antakya, Turkey. So this is very serious. The second part of the Syrian situation is that Assad is trying to starve the people now in all those areas like Aleppo and Homs that have been the neighborhoods, the supply line, the restriction of any kinds of foods, water going in to those people now. Turkey has just shipped in tons of flour, but the problem is with the people in a city like Aleppo is that they don't have anything now to cook with because they've been using up anything they can find to burn a fire, and the winters over there get cold. So the humanitarian aspect of what's going on over there, I was asked yesterday if we could send a whole plane load of MREs, meals ready to eat, into Turkey for them. So we're working on that from a humanitarian effort, is to try to get them some food in there because they can be taken over the border from Turkey.
Talking with retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vowley. And, General, what's the state then of the rebels from the intelligence that you've gotten, obviously, with the humanitarian conditions deteriorating in a pretty rapid way and these new, more serious weapons being deployed? What's their morale and what's their prospects?
Well, the morale is not as great as it should be. It's a battle every day to get the ammunition and weapons they need. And most of those in the Free Syrian Army come from what they've taken from the government army, the Syrian army. So, but they keep fighting. They're the ones that I met with, some 70 of them, they're Muslim, but they're not radicals. They would like to see a free Syria that can develop and be a part of the world. And they don't like Hezbollah, Muslim Brotherhood, or Al-Qaeda. I met with 8 generals and a number of other commanders, including the former grandson of one of the prime ministers. So it was a enlightening trip for me in the fact that we're not helping them at all against the takeover of the more radical elements over there. So it's a situation. I've met with the British on this. The British seem to be more willing to help the Free Syrian Army. But they've got to get through the winter. But Assad is in a very desperate position right now.
General, the consensus seems to be when it comes to our standpoint as the United States is that, number one, we've been at war for a long time now, since 9/11, right, essentially. And at the same time, and you've seemed to be pretty confident that the more radical elements wouldn't come to power if, in fact, the rebels win. But there's obviously a lot of fear that we'd see a repeat of Egypt and what could be another playing that out in Libya, where the more radical elements potentially come to power. So to get involved on their behalf might end up biting us in the back. So what type of assurances do you have that that would be a different story?
Well, first of all, we don't have to put boots on the ground. What you have to do in the Middle East, as I found out over the last 10 years, you have to work with proxy forces. So that means you have to work with the most legitimate group over there, which in my mind is the Free Syrian Army. And so working with them to give them the supplies they need, and the Turkish will allow that to come across the border as well as the Jordanians. So you have to have a strategy for that, and it doesn't require us to put our troops on the ground when we can work through proxy forces to help them. Assad is worse than Hitler in many ways, and they did nothing about Hitler until it was too late and the millions that were killed. It's the same thing with Assad. So over 60,000 killed now in Syria. So we have ways. We've just put a the Patriot missile batteries in over there, but that will only protect the skies, but certainly doesn't do anything to help on the ground with food, water, ammunition. And that just takes resources to do that.
Sir, it's been mentioned by a lot of people. I think the conventional wisdom is that it's just a matter of time before Assad falls. He gave this speech over the weekend where it's obvious that he's very defiant and he's going to fight to the bitter end here. So do you think it is a foregone conclusion, or is this going to go on for some time?
No, I think it's maybe shorter than we think. The Free Syrian Army now and others have attacked four of the airports. So you have international flights being canceled. The Russians are rethinking their strategy now as they look at their base on the Mediterranean coast called Tartus. So they're looking how to remove themselves from that. The Iranians are still shipping in supplies 2 to 3 times a week. So it is a deteriorating situation for Assad. We know his Alawite holdout is over on the coast on a place called Latakia. And so the Free Syrian Army understands that as they get a grip around the country of more of the population areas, attacks more in Damascus. So his time is numbered just like Gaddafi.
Well, we'll stay on top of it, and we'll have you back as events warrant. Thank you, General.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Vallely. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com.